So as we get started this morning, we're finishing our series called Starting Point. We've been looking at the books of Romans in chapters 1 and 2, 3, 4, and 5. So as we begin, here's what I want to do. I want to ask you a question. And the question is this. Have you ever had a time where you knew you blew it? Whether it was something you said or something you did. Anybody? Or am I? Okay, because I could give you my laundry list of times I've blown it just in being married. But what I want to ask you is this. Once you had blown it, did you ever get to the point where you said to yourself, how am I going to make this right? Or what have I done? Anybody? Well, I won't give you my laundry list, but I'll tell you a story when I was probably between 11 and 12 years old, and it was in the summer. And I had told my mom, I said, listen, Mom, I'm tired of following the rules here in the house. She said, okay, well, you have two options. One, you can follow the rules in the house, or two, you can leave. And I said, well, fine, I'm going to go pack my stuff. And she said, great, I'm going to go help you do it. And I got so angry that I just stormed out of the house. Now, in storming out of the house, I put no shoes on. I went barefoot. And I'm going, I said, I'm going to teach her a lesson, right? I'm walking and walking. So about a half hour into my walk, I realized I'd messed up. And I realized that something needs to happen here because, one, I'm in bare feet, I'm on a highway, and literally, true story, at this highway, at this point of where I was walking on this highway, there's a bar. And so here I am. What do I do? And so when we think about that, when we think about starting point, what we want to think about is what we want to walk away with in a good sense. See, what we've done throughout this series is that we looked at the foundations of the Christian faith. And we said that no matter how long you've been a Christian or how short you've been a Christian, it's okay to review the basics. And what we also heard throughout our series is that our sin separates us from a holy God. And it's only by grace and mercy that God extends to us, you and I who believe by faith, are made right with God. Because Jesus is the hero of God's story. And so that's what we did. Not only that, what we were reminded of time after time, it's what God has already done and not what we can do. So I have some helpers here. And what we did was we asked if you could give us some of your responses, some of your feedback to what things you've learned or things that you walked away with. And so I've asked my helpers here to read. And so as they read, there's going to be times where you're going to be asked to worship through song as well. So this is what our morning is going to be like. And then we're going to look at also, we're going to finish out chapter 5 of Romans. And we're going to look at specifically several verses and then what that looks like for us today. Okay? So I'm going to give it over to my helpers and share with us some of the feedback that we received.
Plan. God is working in our lives to strengthen and develop our character.
During the Starting Point series, I have enjoyed hearing the heart of Romans spoken and also tastefully describing the many different forms of sin in Romans, chapter 1, and from a biblical standpoint. I was also pleased to hear in reference to a timely news story at the time about the importance of having a godly perspective on the sanctity of life.
So there's just a couple of things, and we're going to hear some more as we go throughout our morning together. But as we continue our time, one of the things that we want to remember is our Starting Point series theme. We said this. It says that our faith journey begins by God's work of grace in our lives. And we said that that came from Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says this, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Again, it's what he has done and not what we can do. And so I've asked my helpers again to share some key things someone drew from our series. And then once they're done reading those key things, we're going to take a time of worship through song.
Several key things that have been resounding in my head as we progress through the study. One, Jews don't have the privilege and Gentiles don't have an excuse. Two, justification is by grace through faith alone. Three, we cannot live right before God, we are made right. A friend of mine often said, don't expect cats to bark and dogs to meow. One cannot live the Christian life without being a Christian. Four, hope is a confident expectation.
From the Starting Point series in Romans 4, 3 through 4 declares that righteousness comes through faith, trusting God and Jesus, the Messiah's supreme sacrifice for our salvation. This is a key to heaven that is God's gift to us through his son Jesus. Salvation can be had in no other way. Abraham's life illustrates this relationship and models a right relationship with God. Therefore, this is a promise to all who believe. Through faith, you are justified. We too are models of the saving relationship for others to see. Our confession, actions, and behavior through our faith in Christ gives testimony to everyone who observes us. Let your light shine as you model this truth so that others might also believe through faith.
So there is so much more to this life than what we think. And it begins with God's work of grace in our lives. And so what I'd like to do now is I want for you, if you have your Bibles, to turn to Romans chapter 5. And as you're turning to Romans chapter 5, what I want to do is I want to summarize verses 12 through 21, and then I'm going to take specific verses within the text today so that we can take a look at what we're talking about this morning when we're talking about a second chance. So in Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 14, it talks about Adam's sin. And not only that, how it has affected all of us. And then in verses 15 through 19 in Romans 5, Paul goes on to give comparisons of Adam and Jesus. And finally, as chapter 5 closes out, 20 and 21 speak of God's grace. You see, in Romans 5, 1 that we talked about being justified, that's the crux of 1 through 5. In other words, that's what Paul's saying. Everything you've heard up to this point, now I want you to get this. And so if you have your outline today, this is what I want for us to remember, is that our series ends with Jesus giving us a starting point. Our series ends with Jesus giving us a starting point. Let's take a look together at verse 17 of Romans 5. It says this, "For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man," Paul speaking of Adam, "how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" What Paul is doing here in verse 17 is that he is saying that one of these things is not like the other. And so now he goes on to share the comparison between Adam and Jesus. And what we see first is Adam. With Adam, it equals death. Adam equals death. Because of Adam's rebellion against God, his sin towards God, it resulted in Adam's sin being guilty for all of us. So we are in Adam before we place our faith in Jesus Christ. Humankind has been given the charge of sin against God. And if we were at Adam's estate, will and testament reading, it would say, you get sin, you get sin, you inherit sin, you inherit sin, I inherit sin, there you go. And I'm saying, thank you very much, Adam, I really appreciate that. But what it's saying is that the human condition is broken. It's never what God intended. And because we are in Adam, we fall short of God's glorious standard, and we were left doomed. But the opposite is true, is that Jesus equals life. Jesus equals life. Look again with me at verse 18. It says, "Consequently, just as one trespass or sin resulted in condemnation, conviction, or judgment for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification, being made right, and life for all people." You see, because of Jesus' obedience to God, the result is that we are liberated from the bondage of sin. Sin and death have been defeated. The grave has been conquered. And we have said throughout this whole series that if we believe by faith that Jesus has done so and that it happened, the Bible tells us that we are saved from eternal separation from God. You see, with God, it's like I remember when video games first started being big. And I remember having a Sega Genesis. And the Sega Genesis had a reset button. So if I was playing and I didn't like how it was going or I wasn't winning the game, reset. I'll just start over again. Reset. It says you're going to lose everything. That's okay. Reset. And that's what God does with us. He says, your life is broken. Your life is separated from me. You are incomplete without me. Reset. Well, this is what I've been into. Reset. You don't know what I would have to overcome. Reset. I've already done it. That's what God has done for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. He has given us life. And because he has given us life, that's where our starting point begins. With God, it's not just a second chance. It's a third and fourth and fifth. But not to say, I'm sorry, reset, but it's to say, reset, let's do things my way. Because I have what's best for you. My plans are perfect for you. You're going to go from broken to mended. You're going to go from corrupted to holy. And you will live for me so that my great name is known throughout this whole world. That's what it is about. And so what we want to do right now is we just want to take a time and thank God for what he's done. We want to worship him again through song. And this may be a time for you to begin to reflect upon your life. This may be an opportunity for you just to shout at the top of your lungs to say, Jesus, it's only you that has brought me right with God. And so let's just take this time to worship our Heavenly Father. And then we'll continue our time with worship through the word. Amen. Amen. So we said Second Chance Sunday, wrapping up our Starting Point series, and we began by saying it, our faith journey begins by God's work of grace in our lives. And we also said that our series ends with Jesus giving us a starting point. Because I know in my own life, that I had times where I turned my back on God, that said I could do it on my own, I didn't need him, I was once his enemy. But yet God, in his grace, in his compassion, in his kindness toward me, showed me my need for him. And so, really the question is for us this morning, what is this second chance really telling us? I mean, really, what does that all mean? And what I'd like to do is just share one thing with you about what we can walk away with today. And so what I want to share with us is this, is that a second chance says, live like a pneumonaut. A second chance says, live like a pneumonaut. Now I see some confusion on your faces. So pneuma is the Greek word for spirit. And so what we want to do as followers of Jesus is to live spirit-filled lives. That's what we're saying here. And what I was reminded of during this Starting Point series myself was this. Jeff, it's by faith. It's by faith that you believe in what my son has done for you. And you will be made right with me. It's not religion. It's not faking it. It's not trying to work your way to God. But it's God who worked his way to us in human form. And said, even though you are my enemy, I still love you, and I'll die for you. And he did. And he died on a cross. But yet, the victory comes, as we just sang, that he overcame both sin and death. And so because of that truth, you and I can live like a pneumonaut. Anything that we face, anything that we think is coming our way or what we are in the middle of, we are in Christ. Our identity is in him. We have victory because he has already overcome. And when we say living like a pneumonaut says that I'm in Christ, we're reminded that Christianity is not an outward in thing or experience. It's an inside out transformation of our hearts and our lives, as we allow God's grace to continue to work in and through us as we become like his son, Jesus Christ. Now for me, I'd like to share that I was reminded that because of the grace that was extended to me, God's helping me extend grace to others. To let others know Jesus like I know Jesus. And so it may be different for each and every one of you here today. It may be that you are asking God, listen, I am a believer, but I'm having a hard time believing. God, extend your grace and give me faith. Maybe it's, listen, I've been struggling with things in my own life. It could be with finances or your marriage or relationships, whatever it is. God, give me the grace to know how to see things your way. That's living like a Numenot. You know, ultimately, what I'm learning in my own life, because I like to do things my way, as you heard the struggle I had at home with my mother. Ultimately, if we believe that we are in Christ, if we believe that his grace was extended, if we believe that we can live like Numenots, guess what? He's in control. We're not his puppets, but we are people who he has given us the opportunity to live out his plans and purposes on this earth. Because there will be one day when he does return for his people that we will be like him and celebrate him forever. You know, that story of walking out of the house mad and without any shoes. At that bar, I saw a payphone. Now, for those of you younger folks who aren't familiar with a payphone, it was actually a phone with a cord on it, and you put a dime in, and then you called, all right? You know, and it was really cool because back in the day, you could say, I'd like to call collect, and then you charge it to your parents, right? But I had a dime. I actually had a dime, you know. And so I pull out my dime, and I put it in. Ring, ring. No, maybe I need to hang up. Hello? Of course, it's Mom. Mom, it's Jeff. Yes, Jeff. I really messed up. Yes, Jeff. Is it okay if I come home? You can come home. I was like, whew, good. You know, and she's like, well, I can come get you. No. I'll go. Listen, I walked all the way this far. My feet are busted up. I'll take care of it. But I went home, and when I got home, it wasn't, you moron, you know, you ever do that again, you will be gone for good. But I got to go home. And my mom said, listen, how are we going to do things? I said, we're going to do them your way. She said, you know, I do these things because I love you. Absolutely. And you know, I don't wake up every morning to say, how can I really bore Jeff to death today? And when I think about that, I think of our second chance that we have been given with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Because maybe some of you today may be thinking, listen, I need to go home. I haven't taken time with my Heavenly Father. I haven't done this thing. I've been playing Christianity and been doing the imposter deal. But I want to come home. And you know, God the Father says you can make that call collect, and my son will take care of the charges. And so, what's so powerful about that is that we all get a second chance. Reset. 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 You see, let's begin together to believe in what Christ has done. What would that look like in our very own lives if we believed we are in Christ, that our identity is in him? And you know, for the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to do a promo, quick promo. We're going to go through a two-week series called Brave and looking at living with God confidence because we're in him. And so I want to close this morning. It's going to be a lengthy close, but work with me. I want to read a card right now in regards to our Starting Point series. And here's what it says. It says, from this Starting Point series, I see not only Jesus as my rescue, but truly my Redeemer. I have been challenged to face sin and confess and repent of it in my life, even if it is not as bad as where I was found. It is still sin that needs to be confessed. My hope had been misplaced. It was in myself, others, circumstances, and feelings. I am now opened to my hope being in Christ. Not everything else. I have been awakened to truly see and do nothing without Christ. I thank God for the great things he is doing in my heart and in my mind, healing, renewing, awakening, and newness of how to live this life. To God be the glory. So the question that I have for us as we close is, you've heard that there is a second chance. And that second chance is through the name of Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ. At just the right time, he came to die for a sinner just like me. And so my question for us this morning is, you have the second chance. What are you going to do with it? Is it that you're going to say it's time for a reset? It's time to really live this life believing that I am in Christ. Maybe it's just as simple as making a phone call and saying, hey, can we reconnect? It may mean that, listen, there are things that I've been into that I know break the heart of God. Reset. And from this point forward, I want God to transform my heart and my life. Reset. You've been given a second chance. What are you going to do with it? I want to read one more card, and I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And as they're coming up here this morning, this is what our card shares with us this morning. It says, starting point showed me this. By grace, through faith, alone. God rocked me to my core and to help me stop searching for what more I need to do to be able to reconnect. What can I do to feel my God was my constant quest. The answer, it's always been, by grace, through faith, alone. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me, for helping me feel blessed about never being able to do something to find you more. Thank you for having done it all for me, fully undeserving. You are so wonderful, my all. Thank you for your blessing. It's all in what he has done. So you may need to get your dime out today and make that call. So what we want to do is I'm going to ask that we stand and we worship again, whether it's reflecting or singing, but it's the one who we run to, who has extended his grace through his son, Jesus Christ.